Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and these are recordings from our daily Messianic Tefillah prayer book. I'm going to open up with the Shema, page 26. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod, Melchuto Leolam Vayed. Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children when you sit at home, when you walk along the way, and when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontless between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Page 28, the Shemot Esri Amada. This is our Messianic rendition. Shemot Esri Amada. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, Elohim of Abraham, Elohim of Isaac, Elohim of Yaakov. The great, mighty, and awesome Elohim, Yahweh Supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers all the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who has brought a Redeemer, Yeshua, with love to their children's children for his name's sake. King, Helper, Savior, Yeshua, and Protector, blessed art thou, Yahweh, Protector of Abraham. Thy might is eternal, O Yahweh, who revives the dead, powerful and saving, who makes the wind to blow and rain to fall, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the falling, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead, who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles thee, O King, who can bring death and give life. Thou art holy, and thy name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise thee every day. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, the holy Elohim. Thou grantest knowledge to man and teachest understanding to humans. From thine own self favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, giver of knowledge. At this point, I insert a couple scripture prayers from Ephesians 1, 17 to 23 and chapter 3, 14 to 20. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Messiah. He chose us in the Messiah before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for adoption as sons through Messiah Yeshua, in keeping with the good pleasure of his will, to the glorious praise of his grace, with which he favored us through the ones he loves. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing him. I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of his glorious inheritance in the Kedoshim, and what is his exceedingly great power towards us who keep trusting him. In keeping with the working of his mighty strength, this power he exercised in Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven. He is far above any ruler, authority, power, leader, and every name that is named, not only in the Olam Haseh, but also in the Olam Haba. God placed all things under Messiah's feet and appointed him as head over all things for his community, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. In Ephesians 3, 14 to 20, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father. From him every family in heaven and on earth receives its name. I pray that from his glorious riches he would grant you to be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Ruach, so that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to grasp with all the Kedoshim what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Messiah, which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled up with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or imagine by the means of his power that works in us. To him be the glory in the community of believers and the Messiah Yeshua throughout all generations. Amen. Matthew 6:9, you therefore pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Repentance. Return us, our Father, to thy Torah and draw us closer, our King, to thy worship and bring us back before thee in complete repentance. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who desires repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. For thou art a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, gracious one, who forgives abundantly. Matthew 6:12. Forgive us what we have done wrong, as we too have forgiven those who have wronged us. I want to read now from Psalm 51. Beginning with verse 3, be gracious to me, O Yahweh. According to your mercy, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me to know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. And my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Hallelujah. Requests. Look upon our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for thy name's sake, for thou art a mighty redeemer. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Yahweh, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for thou art our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness, for thou, divine King, art the faithful, merciful physician. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Psalm 103. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all our iniquity. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from the pit, and he crowns us with loving kindness and compassions. He satisfies our years with good things, that our youth is renewed like an eagle. Bless this year, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide dew and rain as a blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us with thy goodness and bless us here like the good years. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who bless the years. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1-13. Now if you listen obediently to the voice of Adonai your God, taking care to do all his mitzvah that I command you today, Adonai, your God, will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Then all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to the voice of Adonai, your God. Blessed will you be in the city, and blessed will you be in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your womb, the produce of your soil, and the offspring of your livestock, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. Adonai will cause your enemies to rise up against you to be struck down before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Adonai will command the blessing on you and your barns and in every undertaking of your hand, and he will bless you in the land Adonai your God is giving you. Adonai will establish you as a holy people for himself, just as he swore to you. If you keep the mitzvot of Adonai your God and walk in his ways, then all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Adonai, and they will be in awe of you. Adonai will make you overflow in prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the offspring of your livestock, and the produce of your soil, on the land Adonai swore to your fathers to give you. Adonai will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain for your land in its season, and bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Adonai will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not below, if you listen to the mitzvot of Adonai that I am commanding you today. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift a banner for the ingathering of our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who gathers in the dispersed of his people Israel. Matthew 6:11. Give us the food we need today. Restoration. Restore our judges as at first and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow. And blessed art thou, Yahweh, King, who loves righteousness and judgment. Matthew 6:10. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as in heaven. Protection for the righteous, on the righteous and the saintly, on the elders of thy people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, on the true proselyte, and on ourselves. Let thy compassion flow, O Yahweh, our Elohim. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in thy name. Place their lot with them forever, and let us not be shamed, for in thee do we trust. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, the support and the security of the righteous. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the shelter of Elyon will abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I will say of Adonai, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue us from the hunter's trap and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness is body armor and shield. We will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that stalks in darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We will only look on with our eyes and see the wicked paid back. We have made Elyon our dwelling, even Adonai, who is our refuge. So no evil will befall us, nor any plague come near our tent. For he will give his angels charge over us and guard us in all our ways. Upon their hands they will lift us up, lest we strike our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and cobra and trample the young lion and serpent. And Yahweh Elohim responds, because you have devoted your love to me, I will deliver you. I will set you securely on high because you know my name. When you call on me, I will answer you, and I will be with you in trouble, rescue and honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Psalm 23, verse 2, or starting with verse 1, excuse me. Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Adonai forever. Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, thy city, return with compassion, Yeshua, and dwell within it as thou promised. Rebuild it soon in our day, an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, builder of Jerusalem. The offspring of thy servant David quickly caused to flourish and lift up his power by thy deliverance. For thy deliverance do we constantly hope. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. Hear our voice, O Yahweh, our Elohim. Show compassion and mercy on us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor. For thou art Yahweh, who hears prayers and supplications. Favorably we receive, O Yahweh, our Elohim, thy people Israel, their prayer, and restore the worship to thy temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer, and may the worship of thy people Israel always be favorably received by thee. May our eyes behold thy return to Zion in mercy, Yeshua. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who restores his divine presence to Zion. Matthew 6:10, may your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Revelation 21 verses 1 to 7 and then 22 to 24. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and he shall tabernacle among them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them and be their God. He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Nor shall there be mourning or crying or pain any longer, for the former things have passed away. And the one seated upon the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Then he said, write, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I freely give from the spring of the water of life. The one who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. In verse 22 to 24, and I saw no temple in her, for its temple is Adonai, Elohei, Zavaot, and the Lamb. And the city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God lights it up, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. Its gates shall never be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, and nothing unholy shall ever enter it, nor anyone doing what is detestable or false, but only those written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. We give thanks unto thee, who art Yahweh, our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers for all eternity. Thou art the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank thee and declare thy praise for our lives that are entrusted in thy hand, and for our souls that are in thy care, and for thy miracles that are daily with us, and for thy wondrous deeds and goodness that always occur, evening, morning, and noon. Thou art the benevolent one, for thy mercies are never ended. The compassionate one, for thy deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in thee. For all this our King, may thy name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank thee and praise thy name in truth. O Yahweh, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, whose name is goodness, and it is pleasing to give thanks to thee. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, and loving kindness and mercy upon us and upon all Israel, thy people. For by the light of thy presence have you given us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, a Torah of life, a love of kindness, justice, and blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in thy sight to bless thy people Israel at all times and in every hour with thy peace. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who blesses his people Israel with peace. Matthew 6:13, and do not lead us into hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. For kingship, power, and glory are yours forever. Amen. Spiritual warfare prayer for victory in Yeshua's name, page 36. Father, we come in the name of the resurrected Messiah, Yeshua, whose we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee should bow of things in heaven and in the earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Master, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, we affect and enforce God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of HaSatan. We decree and declare that in this battle, no weapon, be it emotional, financial, physical, social, spiritual, psychological, organizational, interpersonal, formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us is condemned. In the name of Yeshua, we place upon us the full armor of your word and decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. In Yeshua's name, we pull down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua, we speak that God's anointing destroys every yoke, and we invoke order according to God's divine system of protocol. In the name of Yeshua, every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, and injunction, directive, mandate, or order, which opposes the will of Yahweh concerning our congregation and our families, have been stopped in Yeshua's name. In the name of Yeshua, we take control over airways, galaxies, systems, realms, regions, domains, spheres, stratospheres, hemispheres, and atmospheres, and say they line up with the word of Yahweh. In the name of Yeshua, we ask that you release the angels assigned to our ministry, its members, our families, and to handle any satanic contentions, disputing, strivings, and resistance concerning this injunction. We further ask the host of heaven, our angels, Melech, to war against the host of darkness. Father, we ask you to please take command over and bring a halt to further demonic movements and satanic activities emanating from the underworld. In the name of Yeshua, we ask you to contend with those who contend with us. Fight with those who fight against us. Be our shield and buckler and fight this battle for us. Let terror strike the hearts of our enemies and cause their hearts to fail. It is you, Yeshua, that gives us stability, and you have equipped us with salvation. Your right hand established us as victor in the battle. In the name of Yeshua, we forbid and disallow any further opposing activities of any satanic personalities and diabolical assignments against us, our ministry, our lives, and our families, in Yeshua's name. In the name of Yeshua, we resist satanic activity and negotiations concerning our lives, our souls, and we superimpose prophetic purpose and divine destiny over and against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of Yahweh Elohim and Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua, we ask that the enemy be bound and cast out satanic harassment and rebuke satanic concentrations and bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillance. In the name of Yeshua, we lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression, and depression. We further rebuke every lying spirit, gossip, slander, backbiting, disloyalty, waywardness, wandering, and every negative spirit. We bind our hearts and mind and spirit to the mind of Yahweh and the Ruach HaKodesh in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, we decree and declare that the spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, and supernatural might, knowledge, and the utmost fear of Yahweh is upon us. And as we advance, we are divinely empowered and increased in skill and understanding. In the name of Yeshua, we prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating or influencing our soul or mind. We obliterate and annihilate satanic activity set up as a decoy or ambush for our lives. We overthrow the plans of troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors, and character assassins. We expose satanic representatives and grant unto us divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome plots and plans established for demise. We nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, foil, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick and swift, speedy manifestation. I want to read from Ephesians chapter 6 regarding our spiritual armor. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you are able to stand against the schemes of Ha-Satan. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of this darkness, and against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist when times are evil, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm then, buckle the belt of truth around your waist, put on the breastplate of righteousness, strap up your feet in readiness with the good news of salvation and shalom. Above all, take on the shield of faith, which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Ruach on every occasion, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, keep alert with perseverance and supplication for all the Kedoshim. Going over to page 40, halfway down. Now, Father, you have given our ministry and every member a great work to accomplish. In the name of Yeshua, we war for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us in this ministry. Everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, ministry calling, and godliness comes to us now. We call in resources from the north and the south, the east and the west. We declare and decree that every resource necessary for us to fulfill your original plans and purposes comes to us without delay. We declare and decree that the wealth of the wicked is released now into our hands for your kingdom and your glory. We ask that you anoint our ministry, our members, our families with the anointing of our Messiah Yeshua for wisdom, healing, and prosperity, so that God and God's name alone is glorified. That we walk in the gifts and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh so we can minister to others and build up the body of Messiah. We come against the spirit of deprivation, for Yahweh prospers the work of our hands. By him and through him, we will accomplish great exploits. We declare and decree success and progress in our lives in the mighty name of Yeshua. We declare and decree that this prayer and all future prayers take on the characteristics of divine projectiles in the realm of the spirit, and they hit the bullseye. We declare and decree that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word and the blood and by the Ruach. And we declare and decree that every demonic spirit is released from their diabolical assignment now and becomes a part of Yeshua's footstool. And we seal this prayer in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Prayer for our leadership, pastors, rabbis. Father, we thank you that our pastors and rabbis are faithful and that you preserve them, that they abound with blessings and do not grow weary in well-doing, that you who began a good work in them will perfect it. They are your workmanship created in Yeshua HaMashiach and equipped in every good thing to do your will. Work in them that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Let all grace abound toward them, have sufficiency in all things and an abundance for every good work. Because they have sowed bountifully, they will reap bountifully. And whether they plant or water, Father, you give the increase. I pray they continually triumph in Messiah, diffusing the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. That all blessings come upon them and overtake them because they obey the voice of Yahweh. Instruct them and teach them in the way they should go. Reveal the deeper things of Yahweh by your Ruach HaKodesh. Let them be vessels of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work, shepherding the flock willingly, eagerly, and being an example to them. Their speech and preaching are in demonstration of the Ruach HaKodesh in power, and they are instant in and out of season to teach the word of Yahweh. Every place the soles of their feet tread upon has been given to them. They are strong and of good courage, for you, Yahweh, go with them. They wait upon you, and you strengthen them in their heart. Help them to set in order things that are lacking and appoint elders. We tear down the strongholds over the bema, and we lift up our pastors, rabbis up, and cover them with the blood of Yeshua. Sickness and disease shall in no way come near them, for they are redeemed from the curse of the law. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue rising against them shall be shown to be in the wrong. Father, let the gifts and the anointing on their lives come forth. Birth the things you have spoken to them in their hearts as they continually give themselves to prayer and the ministry of your word. It was page 42 and 43. Page 44, prayer for the Kahila congregation. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we come into your presence, thanking you for our congregation. You have called us to be your Talmudim in the Chicago area and wherever these prayers go forth and around the world. As we lift our voices in one accord, we recognize that you are Yahweh and everything was made by and for you. We call to being those things that be not as though they were, and are strong in faith, knowing that you are watching over your word to perform it. Thank you, Father, for your precious promises over Deborah's Messianic Ministries, the Way of Messiah Congregation, the Judaic Studies Institute, and every member and student. We thank you that we speak the same thing. There is no division among us. We are perfectly joined together in the same mind. Grant unto us, your bondservants, a boldness to speak your Torah word, which you will confirm with signs following. We thank you that we have skilled and committed workers for every ministry department, full of the wisdom of Yahweh. Every ministry operates in the excellence of ministry gifts or the edifying of the body of Messiah, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Thank you that we are mature believers, not children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. We speak the truth in love to one another, and we do not get easily offended when we are corrected by our rabbis. We are a growing and witnessing body of Messianic believers, becoming at least 50 or more strong, made up of faithful men, women, and families, and we have every need met monthly for ministry expenses and rabbis' provision. Therefore, we meet the needs of the people in the community, spirit, soul, and body. We thank you for the ministry facilities that will be more than meet the needs of the ministry you have called us to. Our congregation is prospering financially, and we have everything we need to carry out your great commission in the Chicagoland area or wherever this prayer is going forth, as we proclaim the good news and make Talmudim according to the commandment of our Messiah Yeshua. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you and bringing fruit in every good work, and being renewed in the spirit of our minds, that we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, that we will dwell together in the unity of faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing with no division among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith, that we are not carried about with various and strange doctrines, but we study rightly dividing the word of truth, that we are not murmurers, complainers, walking after our own lust, but we are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray that the whole body be knit and joined together, and that every part does its share, causing growth in the body. As each one has received a gift, let him minister it, looking out for the interest of others. Let us all fervently love one another with a pure heart, so that we do not lose the things we have worked for. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time for the days are evil, running with endurance the race that is set before us, setting our minds on things above and not things on the earth, but pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Yahweh, putting on the whole armor of Yahweh that we may stand against HaSatan, that we will speak forth your word with great boldness. We will stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, for your kingdom and your glory, in Yeshua's name. Page 47, praying for our children, both our young children, our grandchildren, our adult children, and our prodigals. Thank you, Father, that your word prevails over our children, that they are taught of Yahweh and continue to be the fruit of godly instruction and correction. Great is their shalom and undisturbed composure. Father, give us counsel and wisdom in teaching our children. We say they are obedient, not conforming to the things of the flesh, but holy, kadosh, in all conduct, desiring the pure milk of your Torah word, that they may grow thereby. That they are swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, that their conduct is without covetousness, and they are content with what they have. They do not forget to do what is right and to share. We pray that they continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Master Yeshua, and abound more and more in how they should walk and please you, that they submit to their elders and to one another, being clothed with humility, that they cast their cares upon you, Father, for you care for them. We thank you that they are doers of the word and not hearers only, effectively sharing their faith, not having a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, you have saved them and called them with a holy kadosh calling, not according to works, but according to your own purpose. Deliver them from every evil work and preserve them. They will by no means follow strangers, not knowing their voices, but they hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and the voice of the Good Shepherd is the voice they follow. They abide with others who call on Yahweh out of a pure heart, and cursing comes not out of their mouth. Because Yeshua keeps them safe, the wicked one cannot touch them. We ask you to give your angels special charge to accompany, defend, and preserve, and provide safety for them day and night. Because they keep your Torah word, your love is being perfected in them. They do not love the world, nor the things in the world, and they do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. They walk in the light as you are in the light, cleansing their hands and purifying their hearts. They follow after righteousness, faith, love, and shalom, and they have a good conscience and desire to live honorably and holy, having favor and high esteem with Yahweh and with man, in Yeshua's name. Page 51, prayer for the prodigal and our lost family members. You can pause this at that time and call out their names. Because we believe in Yeshua, our Messiah, we can declare and say that our household are saved. And Father, we thank you that the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And Father, as we bring forth our family members, Father, before you, we ask you that you give them ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive your word so that they may be saved and redeemed. We thank you, Father, that you take those hearts of stone and give them hearts of flesh. We thank you, Father, that you bring laborers across their path, Father, and that your angels surround them, Father, until they come to salvation in Yeshua's name. Adonai, we thank you that you will deliver the one for whom we intercede that is not innocent. Yes, they will be delivered through the cleanness of our hands. May the plans they have be in your mind, be plans for your purposes, Father, that your plans and purposes will stand for them. You said in Isaiah 49:24 that even though they have been prey to the mighty or have been captive lawfully, they shall be delivered, for you will contend with those who contend with them, and you will save our children. You have promised to pour out your spirit upon our seed and your blessings upon our offspring. And this includes, Father, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents, our grandchildren, all those in our family line, Father, that do not know you, and also our friends that we've been interceding for who do not know you. You will pour water upon them and floods upon the dry ground of their hearts because they are spiritually thirsty. Father, make them realize the hunger and the thirst that they have, Father, is their hunger and thirst for you. That the void they have within their spirit is the void that they need you to fill. Father, we thank you, Father, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered from the snare of the trapper. Father, we pray that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of Ha-Satan, who has taken them captive to do his will. And Father, I thank you that you free them from ungodly relationships, ungodly friendships, Father. Father, open their eyes that they may see, Father, that these influences are not good. Father, I ask that you bring godly influences into their life to sow and plant seeds, Father, of redemption and salvation, Father. Thank you, Father, that we may behold their salvation in the name of Yeshua. Father, we ask that you give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. Your word says that you will remove from them a heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, and no one can snatch them out of your hand. Father, open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Ha-Satan unto Yahweh, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those which are sanctified by faith in Messiah Yeshua. Page 58, Prayer of Restoration to Wholeness. Father, we pray for the believers who have experienced a painful past. Yeshua came to heal the brokenhearted, and we apply that healing power of Yeshua's word to heal every wound. For Yahweh sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. We pray for forgiveness, healing, and deliverance for those who have taken part in abortions, sexual promiscuity, acts of violence and hatred towards others, and any type of criminal and abusive behavior. We pray for healing for those who have been sexually assaulted or abused, healing for the divorced, separated, widowed, and abandoned, healing for those who lost a loved one through natural causes, sickness, accident, or violence, healing for those who feel they have failed in school, on the job, as a parent, husband, or wife, in any area of life, healing for those who have experienced rejection, pain, and sorrow, and healing for those who have allowed bitterness and unforgiveness to take roots in their hearts. Father, wash away their painful past with the precious blood of Yeshua. Help them to forget those things which are behind and reach for your promises for a bright future, where you are their focus and their fulfillment. In Yeshua's name, we thank you, Father, that Ha-Satan has already been defeated, and every demonic spirit and demonic power that has consumed their minds with themselves and their situations has been broken and defeated. They are set free from every negative assault on their thoughts. We break all mind control bondages and release them from sorrowful memories. In Yeshua's name, the yoke of sin and the heavy burden of guilt and condemnation is removed from their lives, and they are released now in Yeshua's name. Father, please fill them with revelation knowledge that you are the one who binds up the brokenhearted and brings them liberty from the prisons of their past. Give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Transform them now as they renew their minds with your holy Kadosh word. Make them trees of righteousness, bringing forth fruit in their season, whose leaves shall not wither, and make whatsoever they do to prosper. Restore the years lost and give them a vision of your plan for a glorious future in Messiah. Angels, in the name of Yeshua, we ask you to go and minister to them according to the word of Yahweh. Father, we send laborers across their path. Confirm to them that you have heard their cries, and now is their time of deliverance and restoration. Help them to receive your love, your healing touch, and to trust you and make them whole again in Yeshua's name. Health and Healing Scriptures, page 62. Thank you, Father, that we pay attention to your word and listen closely to what you say to us, not letting it out of our sight, but keeping it within our heart. It is life and health to our whole body. Proverbs 4:22. Thank you, Father, for giving our sins and healing all our diseases and redeeming our life from the pit. Psalm 103, 2 to 5. You sent forth your word to heal us and deliver us from all destructions. Psalm 107, 20. I know the truth, your word, and the truth of your word sets us free. Because the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. John 8, 32 and 36. Yeshua, thank you for being wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we were healed. We are made whole in spirit, soul, and body. Isaiah 53, 5. We believe that your word will not return unto you void, but you will accomplish that which you please and will prosper in the thing which it is sent. For you are watching over your word to perform it, and even your angels obey the voice of your word as we speak it out. Isaiah 55:11, Jeremiah 1:12, Psalm 103:20. Uphold us according to your promise that we may live, and let us not be put to shame in our hope. Psalm 119:119. 119. Yeshua, you bore our sins in your own body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. For by your wounds we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. We call those things that be not as though they were. We stagger not at your promises through unbelief, but we are growing strong in faith as we give you praise and glory, being fully persuaded that you have the power to do what you have promised. Romans 4:17, verses 20 and 21. For we believe your word that says, Beloved, I pray that in all things you prosper and are in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Thank you that we are strengthened and confirming and establishing our heart, faultless, pure, and blameless in holiness in the sight of our Father in heaven, so that we may glorify him in everything we say and do. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. We have the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach, and our body is the temple, the very sanctuary, the dwelling place of your Ruach HaKodesh. 1 Corinthians 2:16 and 6:19. Therefore, no evil shall befall us, nor any plague come near our dwelling of our body. Psalm 91:10. You did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. 1 Timothy 1:7. As we pray in the Ruach HaKodesh, we build ourselves upon the most holy faith, and we patiently wait for you as you renew our strength. Jude 20:21. According to your riches and glory, we are strengthened with might by your Ruach HaKodesh in our inner man. Ephesians 3:16. Thank you that the prayer of faith will save, heal the sick, and Adonai himself will raise them up. James 5:15. Life is in the way of righteousness, and in its pathway there is no death, but there is life. Proverbs 12:28. Thank you, Yeshua, that you came so that I might have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10. Thank you for your promise, Father, that my light shall break forth as the morning, and my healing, restoration, and power of a new life shall spring forth speedily, and my righteousness, my right standing in Yeshua HaMashiach, shall go before me, and the glory of Adonai shall be my reward. Isaiah 58:8. You satisfy our mouth with good things, your word, so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Isaiah 40:31. Thank you, Father, that a merry heart does good like a medicine. For you turn my mourning into dancing and gird me with gladness of heart. Proverbs 17:22 and Psalms 30:11. In Yeshua's name, amen. Victory over all the power of the enemy. Page 56. Father, we thank you for the blood atonement of Yeshua, who is a sacrifice for our sins. We pray for your protection over all our families and friends, families of our congregation, Deborah's Messianic Ministries in the Way of Messiah, and all our JSI students and families as well. All our Messianic Jewish Hebrew roots and God-fearing believers, every rabbi and shepherd, apostle, prophet, evangelist, and teacher in this nation and in other parts of the world and in Israel, over the entire body of Messiah, their families, homes, businesses, and possessions. Father, we thank you that HaSatan has already been defeated in the name of Yeshua, and every principality, power, and ruler of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, and every evil spirit and demon, Father, has their power is broken over from us in the name of Yeshua. We cancel every hex, vex, spell, jinx, work of witchcraft, divination, black magic, psychic mind control, new age sorcery and bewitchment sent to oppose us. We cancel every attack of oppression, depression, perversion, distraction, hindrance, and deception in Yeshua's name. We render every assignment, attack, scheme, and harassment of the enemy null and void. Powerless, inactive, inoperative, and ineffective against us in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Every lying tongue is silenced, and every enemy that rises up against us is smitten before us and flees seven ways. The enemy is cast out of our lives, homes, circumstances, finances, and neighborhoods. HaSatan's works are destroyed, and Yahweh's people are free. Everything the enemy has stolen from us must be returned sevenfold. We speak life to every area of our life that the enemy has tried to destroy. We cancel every attack of sickness, disease, pain, and infirmity sent against us. For Messiah has redeemed us from our lawlessness and the curse that comes because of disobedience to Torah. By Yeshua's stripes, we are healed, and we cancel every attack against our finances and the finances of our ministry and congregation and those who are praying this prayer as well. For we are the seed of Abraham and are your people Israel and blessed above all the nations of the earth. Thank you for grafting us into those covenant promises. We cast out every spirit of fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, and unbelief and give them no place in our lives. We pull down all strongholds and cast down every vain and wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh. And we bring every thought captive to obedience to Messiah. We root up every plant in us that the Heavenly Father has not planted and replace it with the word of Yahweh and the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh. We have shalom, power, and a sound mind in Messiah Yeshua. Father, send the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives and destroy every burden, Father. We yield to the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh and pray that the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh will flow freely in our congregation to set the captives free and edify the body of Messiah, his people, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Father, we lift up Israel to you today. Father, we pray for Jerusalem and all the people in the land of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122, verse 6. We pray for the people of Israel to come to know their Messiah, Yeshua, Psalm 40, verse 7, Isaiah 53. We pray for her borders that they would be secure, Exodus 23, 31. That Jerusalem would be protected from being divided, Joel 3, 2. We pray for Israel's government and leaders, for Israel's leaders to be blessed and led well, so Israel's citizens could live in peace and many will come to salvation, 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. We pray that they may be just and give their country stability and be free from corruption, Proverbs 29, 4. That they would ask God for wisdom and follow his lead, James 1, 5. We pray for believers in Israel that they be strengthened with the power of their inner being so Messiah may dwell in their hearts through faith and that they would know the love of Messiah, Ephesians 3, 16 to 19. That they would be filled with God's wisdom and understanding and live a life worthy of him and bear fruit in every good work and have great endurance and patience and grateful hearts, Colossians 2, 6 to 7. For their protection and for those around them would be drawn to Yeshua because of the love for him and one another, John 17, verse 11 and verse 23. For the youth and the elderly, for Yahweh to comfort the young, and the old alike, Isaiah 40, verse 1, that they would know the Lord's desires to give them a hope and a future and no evil, Jeremiah 29, 11. We also pray, Father, for those who are still held captive, Father. He who blessed our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, and Aaron, David, and Shlomo, may he bless and watch and guard our brothers who are in captivity. On account of the congregations praying for them, may the Holy One, blessed is he, grant mercy upon them, protect them from all trouble and sorrow, injury and illness, and send blessings and success in all they do. Take them out from darkness and gloom, and speedily return them to the comfort of their families, and let us say, Amen. Father, we also pray that in their darkness you bring them light, Father. Father, that you give them peace, power, and a sound mind. That Yeshua, that you would comfort them, Father. That in their sorrow, Father, in their captivity, that you will reveal yourself to them, that your angels encamp around about them. Father, that you would help the IDF to find their location. Father, the enemy would be smited, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that you would bring confusion into the enemy's camp in Yeshua's name. Father, that you would bring comfort to the families, Father, who are waiting for their loved ones to be released and who do not know their whereabouts or even if they are alive. Bring them your comfort, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray, Father, your blessings upon Israel, that you are a wall of fire around about her, Father, that her enemies shall be defeated, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Father, what the enemy meant for bad, Father, I pray that it'll be turned around for good and that there will be a great revival and restoration in Israel, and that you would reveal Yeshua HaMashiach to them as their Messiah in Yeshua's name. Amen. I want to end this time of prayer with what the scripture says of who we are in Yeshua, our Messiah, to encourage and comfort us. And I'll email you this list as well. That we are complete in Yeshua, who is ahead of all principality and power, Colossians 2:10. That we are free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. That we are alive with Yeshua, Ephesians 2:5. That we are far from oppression and fear does not come near us, Isaiah 54:14. That we are born of Elohim and the evil one does not touch us, 1 John 5:18. That we are set apart, holy, kadosh, without blame before him in love, 1 Peter 1:16, Ephesians 1:4. That we have the mind of Yeshua the Messiah, the anointing one, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 2:16. We have the peace of Elohim that passes understanding, Philippians 4:7. We have the greater one living in us. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, 1 John 4:4. We have received the gift of righteousness and reign as kings in life by Yeshua the Messiah, Romans 5:17. We have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge of Yeshua, and the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, Ephesians 1:17 to 18. We have received the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, holy or set apart spirit, to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, and cast out demons and speak with new tongues. We have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us, Mark 16:17 to 18, Luke 10:17 and 19. We put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him who created us, Colossians 3:10. We have given, and it is given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men give unto our bosom, Luke 6:38. We have no lack, for our Elohim supplies all our need according to his riches in glory by Messiah Yeshua, Philippians 4:19. We quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one with our shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16. We can do all things through Messiah Yeshua, Philippians 4:13. We show forth the praises of Elohim, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Peter 2:9. We shall do even greater works than Yeshua the Messiah, John 14:12. We are Elohim's children, for you are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of Elohim, which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. We are Elohim's workmanship, created in Messiah unto good works. Ephesians 2:10. We are new creations in Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are a spirit being, alive to Elohim. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We are a believer, and the light of the gospel shines in our mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4. We are doers of the word and blessed in our actions. James 1:22 and 25. We are joint heirs with Messiah. Romans 8:17. We are a conqueror through him who loves us. Romans 8:37. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Revelation 12:11. We are partakers of his divine nature, 2 Peter 1, 3-4. We are ambassadors for Yeshua, 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are a part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a set-apart holy Kadosh nation, a purchased people, 1 Peter 2:9. We are the righteousness of Elohim and Yeshua the Messiah, 2 Corinthians 5:21. We are the temple of the set-apart spirit. We are not our own, 1 Corinthians 6:19. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath, Deuteronomy 26:13. We are a spiritual light in the world, Matthew 5:14. We have been forgiven of our sins and washed in the blood of Yeshua, Ephesians 1:7. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into Elohim's kingdom, Colossians 1:13. We are redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty, Galatians 3:13, Deuteronomy 28:15 to 68. We are firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with gratitude, Colossians 2:7. We are called of Elohim to be the voice of his praise, 2 Timothy 1:9, Psalm 66:8. We are healed by the stripes of Yeshua, 1 Peter 2:24. Isaiah 53:6. We have been raised up with Messiah and seated in heavenly places. Colossians 2:12, Ephesians 2:6. We are greatly loved by Elohim. Galatians 3:12, Romans 1:7, 1 Thessalonians 1:4, Ephesians 2:24. We are strengthened with might according to his glorious power. Colossians 1:11. And we have submitted ourselves to Elohim, and HaSatan flees from us because we resist him in the name of Yeshua. James verse 4. Shalom in Yeshua HaMashiach.